This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, once again at the end of the week, going into the weekend, the ideas that have been expressed by good hosts and on good radio programs, focusing on the issues of the day and the people that people are talking about. We have the stories from Talkers Magazine, available at talkers.com and also djvshow.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to welcome you in to our food truck of ideas. I like that. We're serving on the sidewalk. Here we are at the top. Anyway, kind of look at these things differently each week, even though a lot of the same stories come back to the surface because they're important. There's always new ones. So, Michael, do you want to report on the people list and why some of these names are here? And story-wise, same thing.
Yeah, let's do it. The food truck of ideas, you know, some of the best food in America is served on trucks.
Food truck, I know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Number 10, we have Remembering December 7th. Pearl Harbor Day took place this week. It was the 80th anniversary of the Japanese attack on the American naval base in Hawaii. It took some 2,400 lives and wounded about 1,000 more and plunged the United States into World War II.
So, you know what I said? My comment on the air was, with regard to that, for me, maybe it's my age, remembering December 7th, much more important than January 6th in the overall view, even though more talk and focus has been on the January 6th investigation. In the light of eternity, which one is more important? Which one to our way of life and to how we live and look at our country? Or is it just we're getting to the point where we don't teach this anymore? People don't remember. Generations that are coming along aren't schooled in what December 7th was all about, Michael?
Well, I don't know whether or not they're not schooled in December 7th. I mean, for goodness sake, World War II has been a dominant story my entire lifetime, and we still talk about it. Of course, it is fading over the horizon as part of our distant past as opposed to immediate past. I was born after it, as I believe you were. But if you remember in our childhoods, you know, movies, songs, books, characters were all, you know, World War II. And the ethics of it, the good versus evil, that whole issue, had not yet been tarnished by the Vietnam War and subsequent wars. People knew what they were fighting for. I don't know. I don't know whether you can compare December 7 to January 6 because they're very different things. I think both are important in their own ways. And I think that it's provocative what you just said. I think that years as they go by will tell us the historic role of January 6th, whereas we've had 80 years to ruminate on December 7th. Mm-hmm. The Pearl Harbor Day remembrance, also a tie for that, is discussion about the holidays. One of the low points of the discussion this past week is a big Christmas tree outside of Fox News on 6th Avenue was set ablaze by, I believe, a homeless person, a deranged person. They don't think it's politically motivated. Just he decided to start a fire.
But
climate change
crazy
is
crazy, people. The world is crazy. People are nuts. Yeah, who would have even thought about setting fire to a big tree like that? I guess we're becoming more expressive. That's as we mature as a country. Maybe that's what we can. We'll put
seems
that
like
under
just meaningless arson to me. You are right, though. The human race is nuts. I wonder how we compare to other species in terms of mental illness.
The bugs have it.
The bugs. They have a very orderly society. We should be more like bugs. We are earth bugs.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, number eight, we have social media tied with mental health and the First Amendment. Social media sort of on one level, it's creating mental health problems for young people. There's been a lot of talk about that, the negative effects of Instagram and pressure and addiction to their smartphones and the bullying that goes on and the hypocrisy, and a lot of kids are really unhappy. And they don't know why, because this is the world they've grown up in. They don't have anything to compare it to. And also the advent of social media has created a whole plethora of First Amendment issues. So that's number eight. And number seven, abortion legislation that, you know, Roe v. Wade is now hanging in the balance as to what the Supreme Court's going to do per Mississippi and Texas. And number six, we have voter legislation tied with race relations, tied with immigration reform. Well, immigration reform is a staple of talk radio, so we don't have much to say about that other than it continues to be needed. Voter legislation and race relations completely tied together in terms of voter legislation laws versus in the red states versus the Senate mulling over counter laws to protect voting rights. And that's going on. Our friend Joe Madison, a talk show host at SiriusXM on the Urban View channel, is, I think, in the fourth week of his hunger strike, hoping the Senate will do something to counter the red state voting legislation that he says and that many people think is restrictive. Also on the race relations front, breaking at the end of the week, actor Jussie Smollett was found guilty of creating racial tension by reporting a false hate crime. He was found guilty. That's extremely interesting.
Yeah.
And number five, U.S.-China relations. Number four, U.S.-Russia relations. We have all kinds of issues. We have issues with both countries because at the end of the week, President Biden kicked off his democracy summit. And, of course, Russia and China were not invited, and they were held up as the examples of how authoritarian rule around the world is threatening democracy, and they claim, hey, who are you guys to say that? China says it's a great democracy, so that's what happened there. There's also concern about Russia building, you know, troops on the Ukraine border. You know, yes. We got problems with Taiwan, with China, problems with Ukraine, with Russia, and problems with both on a million fronts. Number three, January 6th, the aforementioned January 6th investigation tied with Trump's influence on the GOP. There's schisms forming in the GOP as to whether or not they want Trump to influence 2022's midterms and whether they want him to be president in 2024. I hear a lot of hosts now saying, I love his policies, but we don't need his baggage. And number two, supply chain backup, labor shortage, inflation, and controversy over the Build It Back Better bill. And that's all economics. And number one, COVID-19 variants, vaccines, mandates, and politics. And there's your week in review. The people on the survey, Instagram head Adam Mosseri at number 10. A late addition to that, you can update your charts on your shows. As Jussie Smollett, tied with Adam Mosseri at number 10. Mm-hmm. Number 9, a tie between Lauren Boebert and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Xi Jinping at 8, Vladimir Putin at 7, Mark Meadows and Nancy Pelosi tied at 6, Donald Trump at 5, Kevin McCarthy at 4. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Number 2 is the ever-present Dr. Tony Fauci. And the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is number 1. And there's a snapshot of a whole lot of stuff going on this past week.
After we pause for a moment, I want to go back to number one to give you a couple of thoughts for us to chew on with regard to how some of these COVID issues or the realities are affecting certain parts of our society, of our segments of our society. 14 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The situation with the supply chain, one of the things that is on the list this week, supply chain backups and problems, that's number two. Well, at MyPillow, there are none of those. The holiday shopping rush is upon us, and MyPillow is happy to tell you they have no supply chain issues, no backups, none of that. All their products are made in America. There is no delay in shipping, and you know, so you underscore the fact that this guy is still selling a lot of pillows, regardless of the controversy about him. I was at a party last night, Michael, and it was at one of the networks, and their major advertising revenue comes from MyPillow. So there are a lot of people buying the pillows. A lot of people, they know that things are not canceled there. And so if you go to the MyPillow product catalog at MyPillow.com, you can see all the great things that are there. If you use the DJV code at checkout, you go from 30 to 50-65% discounts, especially on some of the sheets and slippers and robes. They have all kinds of things in stock and ready to ship very quickly. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page for deals and use the DJV code to find out exactly what the deal is, because it's different depending on the code that you use. The Giza Dream Sheets, two for the price of one, that sort of thing. The premium MyPillows are so inexpensive now, less than $20 with the promo code DJV. So check it out and then check out with the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
So, Michael, the wrinkle that I have on COVID has to do with a policy of teachers not notifying the parents that they have been sick. They've been exposed to COVID and therefore exposing their children to COVID. That is the people, the students in the classroom. And I wonder, you know, as this thing gets more complicated, more people are in the hospital. They're not dying from Delta, but it certainly is a lot more important than Omicron. And, you know, this is becoming the teachers' unions are worked up because on the other side of it, they say that some students have been exposed to COVID, therefore exposing the teachers to it, therefore making their lives potentially miserable. So what's more important here, I guess, is the children more important, the teachers more important? How does that shake out? I don't get how the teachers think they're more important than the students. But
I think that it's just, as you said, another wrinkle in an ongoing complex situation.
Very complex, yep. All right, It's 21 after the hour. I will settle the argument about dark meat and light meat. We'll simplify things as we continue here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 at the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And there is I sort of go down a different street here because I don't know how to add anything new to the stuff that's here. I don't know what is there new that we can say about COVID. It's pretty much the vaccine debate, right? The mask debate, the mandate. Do you get a shot? Then the mandates are falling apart. I think that's the story this week, actually, other than the fact that Omicron is not a big deal at all. It's Delta that's putting people in the hospital still. But the fact that the mandates that have come from Biden are falling apart. Right?
First of all, it's not a given that, Omicron is not a big deal. It's just developing, although it does appear to be milder than
I'm not going to get all worked up about it. Like the media,
and there's a possibility, and there's the possibility that it could be an element in the equation to create mass immunity. So that's, it's an interesting story.
But don't you think, from the new talk radio perspective of talking about the news, that it's irresponsible to continue to fill people full of fear? I find that obnoxious, frankly. The screaming of people often at high-pitched, oh, my God, we're going to get this, that, or the other thing. No.
Well, I don't think that's going on anymore. I think that has toned down. One of my observations is that, and you touched on it when you said the mandates, it's settling into the following pattern. Is that both the left and the right are tired of it. They're just tired of it, and a lot of people are just casting their fate to the wind and going about their lives more normally than they had been, particularly in terms of going out and, in many cases, not wearing masks at times when, 6 months ago or a year ago, that would be a major issue.
Right.
So and this is not as political anymore. In terms of who wears masks and doesn't. And also, in terms of the anti-vax situation, I'm finding that more and more conservatives who are anti-mandate are pro-vax. That it's settling into, it's like being fiscally liberal and economically, fiscally conservative and socially liberal.
That's
this
me.
Is what this is what's happening with the mandates and the vax. That many conservatives, more and more, it's hard to quantify it, but there's a trend toward conservatives saying, I'm not anti-vax, I'm anti-mandate. And finally, we're reaching the point where those two are being separated so that we can understand it better. Before it was,
Why is it taking so long to do that? That's a great point, by the way.
So long because that's the way ideas and understanding evolves when we're dealing with something we don't fully understand. And the ultimate truth is we don't understand this disease as much as we'd like to. We make demands of the national medical figures for giving answers as if it were cut and dried. And yet in our own lives, when we have diseases that people do understand, we go through, get second opinions, third opinions. There's a doctor over here that says this. There's a doctor over there that says that. There's a new study. We are confused even about the diseases we know. How could we possibly all understand the details of this exotic new disease that we have never seen before? So that's what's
interesting.
Going on.
The latest Global Health Security Index finds that no country in the world has positioned themselves or postured to respond to whatever the next pandemic is going to be. And there will be another one. Could be 10 years from now. Could be 100 years from now. The same as with the Spanish flu. Remember, that was 100 and something years ago. And we've had other variations, but it's taken that long to get something as serious. And then people say, well, is it really as serious? Look at all the people, more people died in that than died in World War I. So certainly something to think about and talk about here at 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why is this oven still going? Hi, this is Dinesh.
Dinesh's Bakery just landed a sweet catering contract.
40 dozen fritters? Friday at 5 a.m.?
He needs an event planner to help him rise to the occasion.
Oh, every Friday at 5 a.m. Not a problem.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA and CDC have okayed the Pfizer booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
50 million people now have gotten their booster shots. And we're getting people their booster shots at a record pace. Roughly a million people a day.
Chicago jurors found Empire actor Jussie Smollett guilty on 5 of 6 counts of disorderly conduct. Smollett was charged with making false reports to police that he was the victim of a hate crime that he himself orchestrated in 2019. Smollett faces up to 3 years in prison, but is likely to receive a sentence of probation as he has no prior criminal record. After hearing from 13 witnesses over multiple days of testimony, the panel of 6 men and 6 women deliberated for more than 9 hours before reaching a verdict. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
On Wednesday, the Senate confirmed Rachel Rollins as Massachusetts United States Attorney. The vote was a dead heat, and Vice President Kamala Harris cast her vote as the tiebreaker to push through President Biden's nomination. Kate Lawson on Fox News describes the road rage incident.
It was pure about abuse of power, and the narrative that has been written by Rachel Rollins in regard to the incident is absurd because she fails to mention that my fiancé was in the passenger seat. He is African American, and she was actually in his face because her car was up to his side of, you know, her car was against his side of the car. So the narrative that she's writing is that I'm going after her because she's a black woman or anything like that is absurd. She impersonated a police officer. I thought she was a police officer.
Rachel Rollins, when approached by news crew Fox 25 in Boston.
You're in front of my house, my children.
We literally just pulled up here.
Yeah, but how do you know where I live?
Oh, it's public record, ma'am.
So as a black woman, in this moment, in this country, you're going to put my house on the screen?
No, 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 ma'am. We're just here approaching you to ask you a question.
Get away from my family. Speak to me at my job. If I get hurt or harmed because of this, you are on the record for that. Or my kids are killed? Listen. Who do you think you are? This is private property.
Okay,
get out of here.
Really get out.
And you know what I'll do? I'll call the police on you and make an allegation.
Okay.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Top 10. 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. The charts for the week of December 6th through the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen. A little nasal congestion here. What happens, the old days when we were kids doing music radio, it sometimes was good if you sounded like, a little bit. You notice that some of the old announcers sounded like they had a cold.
It was much more of a concern in the old days about the sound of one's voice to be on the radio.
Yeah, that's true.
And then that kind of changed.
Yeah, you know? Big deep voices, all that stuff. The fact that China, our relationship with China is number 5 this week on the countdown, always in there. China could be exploiting internet security processes to steal data. There was a whole big thing this week about the hacking done by these Chinese firms. And at what point, I don't know, do you think the world is really, I find that I'm the only one talking, even in this country, on the radio about the Chinese, the problems with the Chinese government, the people who are running it. Am I the only one who's really zeroing in on this? Or
you're the only one. That's why it's number 5 on our survey. because you're the only one. It would be number one.
Thank you.
I mean, do you really think that? Do you really believe you're the only one talking about
China? Well, I don't hear. I listen around, and I don't hear a lot of people outraged about the Chinese government and its influence. And never mind even in talk radio circles, but in general, in social circles, people don't seem to get the fact that the more you buy at dollar stores and Walmart, all that cheap crap from China, they have control. They've managed to get control of the manufacturing end of almost every business in the world. They're all dependent on China, and it's atrocious. It's outrageous. It's untenable. And yet, here we are.
Do you blame the Chinese for creating a situation whereby they have economic influence all over the world?
Oh, what a great question. I know. You're so pithy when it comes to this. No, it's greed. They just saw, they know us better than we do. They saw that America...
Would it bother you if the U.S. was on the ascent and had that type of control over the rest of the world?
You mean my jingoist?
All I'm saying to you is you're absolutely right. China's a threat to the U.S.
Well, the Chinese, the way they do it, why do they feel like they have to provoke? It's different. I don't know that we're... Go ahead.
I'll give you the answer. We're in a different era. We're in an era of cyber war. We're in an era where the old, you know, the army is on the left side of the screen. There's the good army and the bad army on the right. And then they go, charge! And the horses all come together and guys are slashing each other with swords. Or, you know, the Battle of New Orleans, the British kept a coming and they're shooting them and they have their drums. That whole notion of war really doesn't exist anymore. And what we have to do, and this is the reason people don't see China as that dangerous. We used to think of, you know,
they're
the Russians.
They're pointing a gun at us.
The guns and bombs and, you know, the Nazis with the Blitzkrieg and the bombing of London and all of that stuff, all those images are still in our culture, and yet we are deep into the 21st century with a whole different set of circumstances, a whole different battlefield upon which all of this is playing out, and it's largely invisible in terms of, you know, actually seeing death, destruction, and explosions, you know. It doesn't take explosions. You know, controlling artificial intelligence can be devastating to the biggest armies on the battlefield by the other army. It could do it from one little control center and take down entire armies. Can't communicate with each other. It's a whole different scene. Add that to the fact that people have economic benefits by dealing with China. As you point out, they're involved in the economy. They provide cheap products, all kinds of issues. And that's the answer to your question. That's why we don't talk about China the way we would have been talking about the Nazis or even the Russians during the Cold War or even the Chinese during the Cold War. And we're starting to get educated to that. And it's slowly but surely filtering into the daily conversation in America that China is, to use a term, our enemy. A more practical term is they're our frenemy. Because, look, they just had this this crisis with their property in China. The Evergrande, I believe it's called. Maybe I've got the name.
The real estate company that went broke and knocked the stock market into
right.
a tizzy. Yeah.
We are dependent upon China remaining economically sound at the same time that we're competing with them. Talk about a complex relationship.
Yeah, right.
That's your answer.
No, thank you. That was a very good answer. So Bob Dole passed away this week, and even though he wasn't a sign of the times, if you will, I thought it was very interesting what Biden said. Because, you know, in that era when Dole was a senator and Biden was a senator, they were all friends. They all got along. Yeah, they had different points of view, and they had to speak to their constituents, but they were all pals. And so, you know, it really didn't make much difference. Biden said Bob Dole would, they used to fight all the time about Amtrak because Bob Dole didn't want to fund Amtrak and a lot of other programs that were part of, you know, the American.
Biden needed Amtrak to get to Washington.
Yeah, exactly. So he said, Biden said Bob Dole told him that he would vote to continue to fund Amtrak because if he didn't, Biden would keep them up all night and cause a lot of trouble. I thought that was really, and you know, kind of an opening as to how things were. And they certainly aren't that way now. I mean, the you know, because exactly what you just said. I remember Joel Heffley. Remember Joel Heffley?
Sure do. Nice guy. He was very friendly on talk radio.
Oh, very, very, very good guy.
It was because of him I got a tour of the Capitol.
Really? Yeah.
And I didn't have to break through the glass window. I actually got to walk in through his door. I should have sorted the protesters, but that's another story. Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, he was the same. He and Dole, Heffley in the Congress and Dole in the Senate, tried to kill the funding for Amtrak because they said if it couldn't run on its own, why should people who live in who knows where subsidize the riding of the rails from New York to Chicago? Yeah, something along that line. And I agreed with him at that time. I used to have him on my program all the time. And I'm for that rallying cry.
Who'd you have on? Bob Dole?
No, I had Heffley on.
Oh, Heffley.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, but Bob Dole in the Senate did say that the only reason he voted to fund Amtrak year after year after year is because if he didn't, his pal Biden would have the Senate stay in session all night long in order to get that vote through. Because Biden rode Amtrak from his home, and he got on the train. He still does now. I think he doesn't take the train home.
Not
he goes
anymore,
on to
no,
Wilmington. And that's what when he was in the Senate, he'd get on the train in Wilmington every day.
He takes an Uber now, I think.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Of course
kidding,
he does.
Folks. Kidding.
So I want to talk about Brian Williams. He was never sometimes news people become talk radio hosts or vice versa. It's gone in both directions, I think, over the course of this thing we call talk radio since the 70s. Brian Williams had a tough time on NBC, mostly of his own doing. Then he went to MSNBC, and now he has quit. He's going to do some other things. And he signed off on Thursday night by saying, quote, "My biggest worry is for my country. I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I'm an institutionalist." What a great word. An institutionalist. I believe in this place. And my love of my country, I yield to no one. But the darkness on the edge of town has spread to roads and highways and neighborhoods. He said on the air, "Grown men and women who swore an oath to our Constitution, elected by our constituents, possessing the kind of college degrees I can only dream, have decided to join the mob and become something they are not, hoping we will forget who they really are. They've decided to burn all of this down. They should scare you to no end. It scares an aging me." So, you know, under the circumstances, you're right. Is everything being burned down? Is America falling apart to the point where it cannot be like Humpty Dumpty put together again? It's kind of what he's saying.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps there's a similar degree of alarmism to that as what you complained about earlier, the media and the politicians striking fear into the hearts of America over COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, America has always been falling apart. Democracy is untidy. We've had scandals. We've had authoritarian, corrupt politicians. We've had lies. We've had wars that were unfounded. We've had executions that were mistaken. We've had slavery. Come on. This country's been a mess from the beginning. That's part of freedom. You know?
Is that right? So can we make people feel better or more comfortable with that message? Not that that's our job.
I don't think we should be too comfortable. I don't think being an American allows us to get too comfortable. I think that the whole purpose of the kind of media that I've devoted my life to and that you're involved in is to talk about the dark side, to talk about problems, to air out differences, to exercise the First Amendment. I don't know if these are the worst of times. I just don't know. So, you know, I find it interesting, but I'm not going to say, yeah, institutionalism. That's establishment.
It's a good word.
Ism.
Mm. Yeah. I remember Andy, what was it we used to say when we were kids? Anti-disestablishmentarianism or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Longest word in the English language.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, in a moment, we'll find out who Michael is interviewing on his MH interview this week here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The global cybersecurity leader CrowdStrike, recently named as one of the fastest growing companies in North America, has just released the findings of its latest global ransomware study. It reveals that ransomware remains prolific, with payouts and extortion fees on the rise globally. It also highlights how customers are losing trust in Microsoft and legacy IT. CrowdStrike CTO Mike Sentonas has more.
Our new research shows that the average ransomware demanded in the US was just over $1.79 million in 2021. And our report shows that 63% of respondents admitted that their organization is losing trust in suppliers such as Microsoft due to frequent security incidents. And it's hardly a surprise, with 66% of organizations globally admitting to suffering an attack in the last 12 months. With the rise in cyber attacks, the average payout has now increased by 63% in the last year, meaning it's crucial for businesses to protect themselves and their clients. So please visit CrowdStrike.com for more information about our survey and how we stop breaches.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, so at the Talkers magazine, or at the above the fold, if you will, at Talkers.com, the story of you and Michael Berry having a conversation. Good talk show host from Houston. What'd you get out of him?
Well, Michael Berry is a bright guy. He's a former mayor pro tem of Houston. He came from politics. He's got two law degrees. He's got two adopted children from Ethiopia. His wife is from India. She's a former secretary of state. And he's called a racist for his policies on the air. It's
amazing.
He's an amazing guy. And Michael Berry is the fellow I talked to. Check it out at mhinterview.com.
Right. Or you can find it at talkers.com as well. That's the story. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Super Duper Man, crank this up, will you, Phil? John Williams at his best. There it is, the theme from the modern Superman versus the television Superman I grew up with. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. I get chills, I get goosebumps as I said that, Tucker. Chuck Curry is.
That is a great. That is John Williams' theme from Superman 1970. This day, Doug, in movie history, at Uptown Theater in Washington, D.C., Superman the movie had its premiere. Here's what's interesting about that film. Well, one, Richard Donner directed an epic, which still stands the test of time. One of the more important films, I think, in the history of Hollywood, because it showed that you can make a serious epic superhero movie. They had some bumps along the way, but what Marvel's done in the last 10 or 15 years has been incredible in terms of the popularity of this genre. But here's what's interesting about Superman the movie. Marlon Brando, who had about, I don't know, maybe 9 minutes of screen time in that film, got top billing as Jor-El. Gene Hackman got second billing as Lex Luthor, and Christopher Reeve, who is really the star of the movie, that's why they called it Superman, and he was awesome as Clark Kent, Superman, got third billing. The credit sequence was incredible, went on for like 10 minutes with that John Williams score with the credits, but it was a great movie. It was the number two, actually, grossing movie in 1970. Grease was number one, but Christopher Reeve will always be the iconic, the pinnacle, the definitive Man of Steel on the big screen, in my opinion, and many others.
I thought he was very, very good.
And also, I just want to point out one of my all-time favorite movie lines is from Superman the movie, when Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor said to Superman, he said, it's not about planning the death of innocent people, it's about causing the death of innocent people. That is commitment, Doug. I mean, that radiates.
Hackman,
boy.
Can say what you want about the good actors of our time. I think there are a few that are better than Gene Hackman.
The way he was able to deliver a line.
Yeah.
Like those, some of his dialogue in Hoosiers.
That laugh.
The way he reads the smirk.
I think Crimson Tide is one of his best efforts with Denzel Washington.
Absolutely.
The Enemy of the State with Will Smith is a fabulous
And don't forget a little movie called The Poseidon Adventure from 1972, yes. Reverend Scott. It's my all-time favorite movie character.
I know it is.
For people who know. Reverend Scott, played by Gene Hackman.
All right.
Here's a couple bits of news. Universal announced that all its theatrical movies next year, except for two of them being Jurassic Park Dominion, 45 days after they play in a movie theater, will go to their Peacock network to stream. So, you know, it's really interesting what has happened. We've talked about this so much in the last year and a half, but it just appears so much to me that the studios just have a complete self-interest and really have
abandoned the model of the people that make them successful.
I mean, let's be honest, 45 days, there's a lot of people can wait 45 days to watch a movie if they want to watch it at home. They'll say, you know what, I would like to go to the theater, but, you know, 45 days is not that long. And even I was clicking through my remote yesterday, Doug, and Ghostbusters Afterlife, which came out 3 weeks ago, you can now watch at the comfort of your own home for $19.99 and pay-per-view. So it's not a long wait. I mean, some of this stuff is 17 days now after it hits theaters.
I find the movie theater more comfortable than watching in my own home, frankly.
I do, too. But, you know, if you take 10, you know about market share and radio advertising, how this all works. You take 100 people, all, you know, you're going to have 40% of them, they're going to be content with saying, I'll wait to watch it at home. That's the reality of it. Big opening today in theaters. Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, which is getting great reviews. I mean, musicals don't always hit at the box office. I hope this one does, and I hope it has sizable legs. Does run into a buzzsaw next weekend when Spider-Man No Way Home opens, which is expected to have the biggest opening, one of the biggest openings of all time, even during this pandemic. So this is a big month for theaters, as I said. West Side Story, Spider-Man No Way Home. Let's see how this plays out.
I see that Faith Hill says she was uncomfortable filming intimate scenes with her husband, Tim McGraw. They've been married for 25 years, but when it came to filming an intimate scene for their new show, 1883, she said she felt very awkward. I wonder how many other people, when they're shooting those scenes, if they really are intimate or is it just... I find it interesting. Also, Sex and the City, first couple of versions of that are out as well for you to see if you want to. Yep.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.